Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It does feel, in a way, complicated. Is it because the Mandela legacy has been traded very, very almost commercially or cynically, often for the wrong reasons, often by the wrong people? Is it because we have a sense of anger, disappointment? Or is it because we're so caught up in our own things that we have to be reminded that there are many people around us who are less fortunate than we are? We've asked Reverend Kenneth Meshwe, founder of the African Christian Democratic Party, to help us navigate this difficult idea. Reverend Kenneth Meshwe, good morning and thank you once again for joining us. I hope that you are well.
Good morning, sir. Yes, I'm well, and how are you?
I am good, thank you. Just to kick off, what does Nelson Mandela's legacy mean to you personally?
Well, the most important thing about his legacy is what he did to ensure that there is reconciliation in the country. You remember that before the election, there were people who were talking about violence, and some were talking about war. Some were talking about something bad they could not explain happening. There was fear and anger mixed together.
Right.
Yeah. Fear and anger. But because of his foresight, he knew that if there was war, then there would be South Africa would be the new South Africa would be founded on bloodshed. So he ensured that they meet the leaders of the National Party halfway, that it would be a give and take situation when they negotiated about the future. So the most important thing that we remember Mandela for is his message of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely helped to prevent the country to descend into bloodshed. Now, you remember that during that time, there was genocide in Rwanda.
Yes.
And there were many people who believed that what happened in Rwanda could have happened in South Africa.
Yeah.
So because of Mandela's statesmanship and foresight, what happened in Rwanda did not happen in South Africa. It is unfortunate that sometimes you hear people say Mandela betrayed the country. Those are people who are short-sighted, people with small minds, people who don't have foresight. Mandela's message of reconciliation has put South Africa on a beautiful path towards prosperity. He did that time. Unfortunately, the people who took over from him did not share that message. That is why, if you listen to what presidents who came after him have been saying, you listen to this one now, CR, and you go back, how many of them are talking about reconciliation? That is not their language.
No, it isn't.
They don't
You're
talk
right.
about reconciliation.
You're right. That's
so
interesting.
They don't talk about reconciliation.
Yeah.
So Mandela has done this country a lot of good, but because of the mess that our current government is doing, people are becoming angry, and because maybe they don't have the courage to face the current government, they are blaming Mandela. I think I'm grateful. ACDP is grateful for what Tata Mandela has done. He must remember, must be remembered for what he did then and for not for what is happening now. That is why when people say what we see today is not the ANC of Mandela, they are correct, because the ANC of Mandela wanted reconciliation in the country. But the ANC of today does not want reconciliation. That is why this old, they call it struggle song, that even the court would say, there's nothing wrong with, say, kill the farmer, kill the poor. Now, you cannot have reconciliation while you talk and sing about killing. It's just not possible. Reconciliation prevents killing. And South Africa this time does not need any killing, does not need kill the farmer, kill the Boer, but South Africa needs reconciliation, because it is when we are standing together. Whites have their best, their skills that South Africa needs. Black people have, colors have, Indians have, all these four groups. There should be one. But unfortunately, what government is doing now, they are still promoting a race classification, because they are not after reconciliation. If they were after reconciliation, they would have stopped. They would have stopped this racial classification that is dividing the country.
It's actually so true. It's incredible what you're saying, because he spoke about reconciliation, he spoke about forgiveness, and he spoke about dignity. And if we just valued those, if we elevated those values, we would be in a very, very different world, wouldn't we?
Definitely. Definitely. We have lost values, and South Africa, many South Africans today, they don't know which values they are pursuing and they want to see in the country. They don't. And obviously, respect is one of them. When we look at when Mandela came in, the value of respect, there was respect even for God in the country.
Yes.
Respect for authority. Children respected parents, they respected the teachers. Things that you don't have anymore today. Why? Because that is not the language that the current government is talking. So people who are serious about the future of this country need to help one another to go back to the Mandela path, which is the path of reconciliation between different race groups.
And it's also following what you're saying. If you go back to kill the Boer, the chant, it's all the focus is, if I'm allowed to say it. The focus actually hasn't been the damage and the hurt that it causes other people. It's all about what I'm allowed to do. And that is such a inward versus an external focus on people around us and how we can together build a better world.
No, definitely. I think people that are privileged to have a microphone on radio, you guys, I think you need to sing the song of reconciliation.
I think you're right.
You guys, you need to say, we don't need this killing stuff. If you kill the farmer and the boy today, tomorrow, who are you going to kill? And if you manage to kill them all, who will be next?
You are right. I feel like you are giving me musar. I think you're giving me a lecture for my soul. And I think you're right, is that we do need to focus on it. We do need to shine that torch, because it is the way that we can make the South Africa and the world a better place. It is where we do have to leave it. Reverend Kenneth Meshwe, thank you. Thank you for your incredibly powerful and important words that certainly resonated for me, and I have no doubt resonates for all of our listeners as well. It's an incredibly important thing. So you've heard that. Go out and see what you can do today, over the weekend. Think about how we spread the word of reconciliation, forgiveness, dignity, what we can do to make the world around us, starting in our own areas, then in South Africa in general. There's so many people that could do with our help, no matter what it is. It's in so many ways we are able to make the world a better place. That is our duty. That is what we have been told and instructed to do, pretty directly. In all of our sources, we know that is our job, is to bring light into the world, and that's a good place to start. Wishing you a fantastic weekend. Go and make it count. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Disconnect from the things that are unimportant. Connect to the things that are, and I'll see you on Monday morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.